Steve Kerr, general manager of the Phoenix Suns, joins Doug and Wolf here on Sports 620 KTAR. Steve, good morning. How's your Wednesday?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing good, Steve.
We're going to get into the Suns in just a second, but the umpiring has been so bad in this postseason that baseball and instant replay of the game is dominating a lot of conversations. When the NBA first decided we're going to go with instant replay on some of the last second shots, and how did you feel about it then, and how do you feel about it now?
I liked it, and I think we've done a pretty good job with it. You know, the tricky part with basketball is it's a game of flow and pace, and you don't want to bring the game to a standstill, you know, with those three-minute NFL replay things that you have. But I think our league does a pretty good job of implementing it quickly and at important moments, and I have no problem with it.
So you would not like to see it expanded in any way, shape, or form?
Well, it's actually been expanded a little bit this year to some last second plays involving out of bounds calls. There's kind of a couple little tweaks to the rules, but I wouldn't want to see like a huge sweeping change. I think it's good how it is, and for the most part, I think people around the league are happy with it.
No Alvin Gentry challenge flags for a block charge or anything like that for you.
Exactly.
Okay, Steve Kerr joining Doug and Wolf here on Sports.
You wouldn't have enough flags.
Yeah, with NBA.
In a flag-making factory.
No, you know what? Speaking of which, what's your position on the NBA referees? Because it, out of nowhere, it seems like that there's going to be a deal done. What is how different is it as a player or even you now as a GM watching the game when you've got the replacement ref, since, you know, it's still the same for all players involved? How does it change the game when the real refs are in?
Well, I think there's a comfort level for the players, you know, just having a relationship with these guys. Once you know them, you some of them you trust, some of them you don't, but at least you kind of know what you're getting into. And I think that in some ways, the replacement referees were good because they didn't have the preconceived notions that some of the established refs do, you know, where they just, you didn't ever get the sense that a star was going to get a call with these guys. They just kind of called what they saw. Unfortunately, they're not nearly as good because they lack the experience, they lack the expertise that the main guys do, but it was really interesting to watch the last few weeks.
You know, Steve, I don't know if I've talked to you about this in the past, but I know we've had conversations from time to time about preseason and your objectives for preseason, so I'll just come out and ask you, what were the objectives for you guys in preseason, and what kind of progress do you think you made?
Well, the objectives coming in really were to improve defensively and to make sure everybody knew exactly what we were doing scheme-wise, develop our young guys and have them understanding you know, what we're trying to do, which is obviously an ongoing process. It's not something that happens in 3 or 4 weeks. And to reestablish Amari with get his legs underneath him. And I think we've done those things for the most part. I thought we took a step backwards last night defensively, but on the bright side, I thought Amari broke through and got to another level. He went to the foul line 21 times. It's the first time he's really attacked the rim, which was great. And then, you know, Goran Dragic's game last night was a bright spot. He had really struggled the previous couple games. So, yeah, we're getting better. We're getting there, but we still have a lot of work to do.
If you just tuned in and didn't hear us talking about it earlier, the stats that Steve is referring to, Dragic was 7 of 12, 21 points, 8 boards, 4 assists, most importantly, no turnovers, and was a plus 32 rating. It was a great performance by Dragic, but one of the reasons why he played so much was the Steve Nash injury. So, Steve, give us the Steve Nash update. How's he feeling?
Oh, he's fine. It was a mild sprain. It didn't make any sense to send him back in. I asked him last night when he came out if he was okay. He said, yeah. And I said, are you going to play up in Vancouver? The game is basically his game. And he said, you know, I might provide a little drama, just make it a game-time decision. Wants to keep him on edge up there.
You know, Steve, we have had a lot of fun with you in regard to Dwan Blair.
Oh, I wasn't going to bring it up.
I just want to bring it up right now because the guy in 15 minutes scored 17 points and 10 boards.
I was going to let him off the hook.
He really has had a very solid preseason. Have you guys at all, as an organization, sitting there around the big conference table, when it's you and the other suits, have you looked at each other and said, we might have made a mistake on Dwan Blair?
Did you just refer to me as a suit?
Yeah, he did.
Well, that's what you are, Steve.
I've never seen him in a tie.
I hate to call you that, Steve, but that's what you are.
Have you ever been in a tie without a headset on? I mean, unless you were doing TNT, I've never seen you in a suit.
No, there's no tie involved for me. I'm nice enough to come on the show every Wednesday. You call me a suit. You're going to bring up Dwan Blair every day for the rest of my life.
You know what? I'm not. Seriously, I'm not going to. But again, 15 minutes, 17 points, 10 boards. The guy is having a pretty phenomenal preseason.
We decided, after all the medical reports came out, our thought was, let's try to, we're not going to pick, use 14 on it. It's just too risky with the kind of investment that you have to make. But we tried like crazy to trade up, and get into the top of the second round. And we were actually shocked. We thought he'd go late first. And when he didn't, we were feverishly trying to trade up into the second round to get him, and it just didn't happen. It's not like we didn't like the kid. We saw him several times in college, and he's a hell of a player. Just a question of, can you invest money in a lot of money in somebody with that bad of a medical report?
I'm glad you asked that, because I was going to let him off the hook, Wolf, completely. But I'm just happy to hear that you guys were looking so forward to try to get him in, getting him into the second round. Now, talking about the play from last night, tell me about the goals from the standpoint of the minutes. I mean, was this as if, did you guys go into this and saying this is going to be the closest we're going to put towards this preseason game as a regular season game with Richardson, Fry, and Stat all having well over 30 minutes?
Yeah, that was Alvin's intention going in. UC Earl Clark only played 6 or 7 minutes. He still has some growth ahead of him and some things to learn. And I think Alvin feels like starting the regular season, Lou Amundsen is well ahead of Earl, and that was reflected in the playing time last night. So I think that was more of what you're going to see in the regular season rotation.
Steve, where's Robin Lopez right now in his rehab and his recovery? And, it was 6 to 8 weeks at the time. Where do you place him right now?
He's doing great. He's ahead of schedule. We're obviously going to be very cautious. You don't want to mess around and bring him back too fast. But he's doing well. We've kind of targeted December 1st as a date for him to come back. And obviously we need him. I mean, we're getting out-rebounded in all these games, and you could see last night, we just didn't have the length inside to deal with the offensive boards. And so I think Robin's going to be a big help to us, and he's a big part of our plans going forward.
In your entire playing career, have you ever played with a center that had more three-pointers than rebounds?
Boy, that's a good question. Probably not. But we know what we have with Channing. He's possibly the best shooting big man in the NBA other than Dirk Nowitzki. I mean, in terms of stretching the floor, he's going to be a nightmare to cover, and that's going to open up the floor for Nash and Grant Hill. But it's also going to be an issue at the other end. He doesn't have the bulk and the rebounding capability to really give us exactly what we need. And that's why we felt coming in it would be a tandem between Channing and Robin, and I still think that'll be the case when Robin gets back.
Just so you know, I never meant suit in a derogatory kind of way.
Sure you did.
I could
hear your voice, Ron.
Yeah, but think about the difference. At least Steve wears a collar. Yeah, so for you coming in a T-shirt, of course, you're dropping the hammer. You think suits anything with a collar.
Steve, thanks for joining us. We do appreciate your time.
Don't try to get back in my
face now,
Wolf.
Yeah, Wolf owes you dinner.
I feel guilty. I feel bad now.
Wolf owes you dinner. Hey, my last question is really quick. Are you guys ready? I mean, do you feel like you're ready to start 2009-2010?
I think we're almost there. I think we need another good week of practice. As I said earlier, I thought we took a step back defensively last night. Too many offensive boards. And it'd be great to have Robin out there. And Amari probably needs another week. So I guess to answer the question, no, we're not ready. But we're close.
But hey, that feels good. And trust me, I wasn't going to play the song or bring it up. So Wolf owes you dinner.
All right.
We'll see you, Steve. That's Steve Kerr, Suns general manager, joining Doug and Wolf this morning on Sports 620 KTAR.
Cool, Blair it is.
Exactly. I can't tell you how many.
Boy.